In some shape or form, every global headline impacts the body of Christ. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In today's conversation, we'll explore how current events and the Great Commission connect in Pakistan, the U.S., Israel, and beyond. Pakistan is threatened by the growth of Christianity. Concerned that believers could overtake the Muslim majority, the government wants to clear the slums near the capital. There's about 80,000 Christians living there. Sadly, Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says their partner confirms plans to evict the Christians from their homes.
The CDA, which is the Capital Development Authority, they want these settlements eradicated. At first, they were generating the propaganda that these settlements were harboring Islamic terrorists.
So what will massive displacement do to the church? Scatter it. But FMI tells church leaders they'll help.
We will partner with you for a number of years to help you lead your congregation's maturity. We don't want you to leave ministry.
You can get details at missionnews.org. And in the meantime,
pray for God's good provision for his children. Pray for the wisdom of the pastors who serve in congregations that are made up of those folks, that they would have courageous and creative leadership.
So there's fear of terrorism within a country and fear without. Now, one report is saying fear of terrorism in the U.S. is at an all-time high since 9/11. One group is especially emotionally vulnerable. Kids. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministries tells us how parents can ease their children's anxiety.
Be honest, of course, with your kids. That's important. Also, maybe reminding them that they are safe and they're in a safe place right now. And remind them that even though there is evil in the world, God's there. And that in and of itself is a safe place.
One way they can do that is through Keys for Kids Radio. This month, they're airing a variety of Christmas Center programming that presents the gospel and gives children hope.
The great emails that we get are kids like little Esther, who said that I came to know Jesus, and now our devotionals, or more importantly, our radio station is having an impact on me because I know of my need of a Savior now.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Another flare-up in Gaza leaves three dead as Israeli-Palestinian violence enters its third month. With no immediate resolution, despair often seems endless, and yet hope rises. Tom Doyle, Middle East expert and author of Killing Christians, shares the story of Malik, a Muslim background believer from Palestine.
He has some tough things that he's dealt with, land issues, family members that were killed. It would have been so easy to be bitter toward Israel. God gave him instead a love for Israel, a love for the Jews. And here's this Arab believer from the Gaza Strip that is now learning Hebrew because he loves to share Jesus with Jews in Israel.
Would you ask the Lord to transform more hearts like he did with Malik's? And then look for the 838 prayer page on Facebook.
The number 830 spelled out an 8. And we're gaining an army. We just broke 14,000 prayer warriors on that now.
Switching gears. Have you ever considered sponsoring a child? In Bolivia, Mayra watched as Food for the Hungry's sponsorship program transformed her community. Her neighborhood used to be full of gangs. Now it's full of studying youths. Mayra says the transformation was possible because FH is a Christian organization. It doesn't just provide an education. It provides the hope of the gospel, too. Consider this. Could you help share that hope by sponsoring a child? Keep listening to learn how. And our last thought for today. There's always somebody you know who's hard to buy a Christmas gift for. Well, don't worry anymore. Living Water International's Christmas gift catalog has three ideas. The best part? Your gift will save lives. Each idea gives clean water in an impoverished area and shares the love of Christ. More than 600 million people live without safe drinking water, but your gift can help change that. Go to missionnews.org for information on any of the stories you heard in today's program. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org and look for the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.